right around the country. It is the Jimmy and A Show, and Jim, we are excited for this one.
Certainly are, mate. Get the round of applause ready for a Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter who has proved to be quite the artist to watch, as the most awarded artist at the 2023 CMA Awards, with a record-breaking 9 nominations and 5 wins, including Entertainer of the Year. She has solidified herself as a true superstar in the country music scene. Her music is a potent blend of traditional country roots and modern sensibility, showcasing her unique ability to infuse timelessness storytelling with a fresh perspective. Beyond the musical achievement, she is known for a down-to-earth personality and unwavering commitment to her roots. She remains deeply connected to her Louisiana heritage, drawing inspiration from her upbringing to inform her music and storytelling. Her grandpa called her a Sheila. She's the proud mum of Hippie Mae Wilson. She once was a Hannah Montana impersonator. And that first EP on MySpace, Country Girls Rule, really slapped. Please welcome the show, Lady Wilson!
Can I use that as my bio?
You certainly can, Sheila.
Let's take it from my bio.
Whatever you want to do, you could do it. Thank you, lady.
Oh, my God.
We are so excited for you to
doing
be
a lot
here.
Of research.
Yeah.
Look, I think y'all know more about me than I know about me.
Well, we were so tempted to not even say Lainey Wilson and just say, please welcome Sheila. She is here.
Sheila.
So, I mean, talk us through it, because we did see, you know, Keith Urban, obviously, you know, he gave you his blessing and sent you off to Australia.
And it was weird. You just ordered an Uber. And he rocked up.
I know. I was like, Keith,
is he doing it tough at the moment? Is Keith Urban driving Uber?
I think it's Uber and Lyft. And no, I tip him good.
Good. You looked after him. Yeah.
So Sheila, my
Where
grandpa, I do not know.
Right.
But he would just call me Sheila, Sheila, Sheila all the time.
Constantly.
And so I started doing it. I started calling everybody Sheila too. It was a cute little memory.
Did you ever ask him what it meant, or did
no.
you just took it? Just
like, I mean, he called me a lot worse things than that too. But I just kind of went with it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you feel like, I mentioned part there in the intro, some people still write about you now and they're like, you know, you're an up-and-comer and one to watch, but then you've been making music since you were 9 years old.
Yeah.
MySpace was around.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
you released that thing. Do you feel like you've been around? Do you still feel that you're new into this field? Like, how do you feel about it?
It's a weird feeling because I feel like I just started yesterday, but I also feel like I've been doing it forever.
Yeah.
You know, I've been in Nashville for 13 years. I moved there in a little camper trailer.
Your trailer outside, that's where you live. Yeah,
and lived there the first 3 years, wrote my first song at 9, and it's a part of who I am and me, and I can't imagine my life without it. So,
do you remember any of those songs, those early songs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, they slap.
That's what I said, that MySpace.
I love that slap. First one was released on MySpace, back in like
EP,
2006.
There's no telling.
Do you
I don't even know my MySpace password. I need to go check these songs, and I'm like, what's on
MySpace?
Is it
still there? Do you remember? Do you remember because remember in MySpace you could have your top friends.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember who your top friends were?
It was probably my boyfriend at the time.
Yeah. You need to check that.
You can't have any more top friends.
He's probably still telling people. He like opens it and goes, look, I'm still the top friend.
Yeah.
Because I remember, he's changed the password, so you can't change it. I remember at school it was always like, oh, can I be in your top friends? There was the ten friends, and I remember the girl who I was dating at the time, she made my MySpace song, Stick With You, the Pussycat Dolls.
Did you stick with her?
I didn't, but the song's still there because I've lost my password. So,
I know.
Yeah.
Yep.
How's it been in Australia? You're really enjoying it? Have been here before? The snakes, the little ones, the ones you got to watch out for? You enjoying?
That's what Keith told me.
Well, this is what I wanted to tell you, because somewhere in this room there is a redback spider.
You're lying.
And a snake.
But you're wearing shoes. I just saw a few minutes. I saw a few members of your team go, oh, hell no.
He's like walking out to the door, he's like, oh, hell no.
There is two snakes and a red bag.
Yeah, just a little tech issue there. Me and Lainey were just chatting, though. It's really
the microphone pack just died. And Lainey, whilst the mic was dead, you were telling...
I was telling a good story.
Yeah,
it's a great story. Well, no, and you'll never hear it.
Nothing was recorded. Your microphone cut out when you were doing a performance recently.
Yes, it was a few weeks ago in LA for Grammy Week.
Right.
We were doing an event called Music Cares.
Yeah.
And they were shining a light on Bon Jovi. And so I was singing a Bon Jovi song, and I was in front of Bruce Springsteen, Paul McCartney.
The boss.
Oh, no.
A Beatle.
Bon Jovi.
Oh, no.
A Beatle, a boss, and a Bon Jovi.
And my microphone goes out, and I am like, what are the odds? But technical difficulties follow me around.
Yeah.
And then I thought, I was like, you know what? I'm sure these guys have experienced stuff like this, too.
Yeah,
and
of course.
I kept rolling with it.
Yeah.
I was like... So I can't drop the ball completely.
You chatted to Paul afterwards. He's like, it's never happened to me.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's like,
embarrassing.
Welcome to the industry. Yeah. Well, I love how you see, you know, technical difficulties follow you around. Well, so I'm blaming you on that then.
No, that's what it is. Yeah. I'm telling you.
There's a ghost.
All of my guitars and everything. My tour manager is shaking her head. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. This is.
It is a weird thing. My gear has been struck by lightning like two different times.
Twice.
Well, they say lightning never strikes twice,
unless you're Lainey Wilson.
It's, your equipment.
Yes, and we had to play acoustic at a Luke Combs show in a stadium in Charlotte. Oh. So there were like 70,000 people, and it was just me and my guitar because our equipment had just got struck by lightning.
Oh, man. When that happens, like, what do you do? You just have to run with it, yeah?
I literally walked out there and said, well, our, our stuff got struck by lightning, so you're just going to get me tonight, and that's it. Saddle up.
We saw the Red Hot Chili Peppers once, and the stadium lost power. And the bass guitarist. I mean, he's quite athletic. And he started doing, like, backflips and push-ups. Because, like, that's all they could really do. So you imagine, like, a stadium of people watching Flea.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, everybody watch this!
It was just, like, a really bad, like, gymnastics performance.
No, you're not going to see me do that.
Do you have any other skills? Yeah. Like, sets? Let's just say you couldn't sing. You got no guitar.
I can dance.
She could dance.
Yeah,
I say I can dance. Like, I think I can dance. No,
just look at a team. Sorry, can she dance?
Can she dance?
Yes, I can.
Great.
What else can I do?
We're going to pull the plug on stage when you're performing. Yeah.
A lot of other stuff. We can't mention.
They keep me humble.
Yeah, she can do card tricks on stage. We're going to pull the plug when you're on stage tomorrow and see what you do.
I'm telling you. I'm going to know it's y'all.
We'll be in your in-ears going, dance.
Oh, I know. I just realized what you can do. Hannah Montana. Just do a Hannah Montana performance.
Well, yeah. So I did that for 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever whip it out? Like,
I mean, every now and then, like in an interview or something, when, you know, there's a kid around or something, I'll be like, I'll give it to him.
Well, yeah. I am 31 years old.
Yeah. Big old kid.
He's a big kid.
You're a big old kid.
I grew up watching Hannah Montana. Hey, I wanted to talk about the film clip. I saw you were filming the film clip for Wildflowers and Wild Horses the other day.
Yes.
How was that experience? Because you were on the horse. So you're on a horse in front of a green screen as well. Is that a weird experience doing that?
It was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, we were still out in the middle of the desert when we were in front of the green screen.
Yeah.
And we were just in front of the green screen for like a split second.
Yeah.
But so much fun. I mean, I grew up on the back of a horse, and so I feel at home.
Not the front of it, just the back.
No, just the back. Well, sometimes the front. Yeah.
When she fell off. Mean,
your parents are like, Lainey's like, can I get up the front? No, the back of the horse is where you are.
Do not sit on the head, Lainey. We've spoken
get
about
off the horse's head.
The horse can't see.
I got his mane on the front. Lainey, get on the...
I'm not playing. I was that kid, I'm telling you.
Oh,
did you miss those days, like being back there? You still get to experience that? Or like?
I do, and when I get to go home to Baskin, I mean, I'll saddle up my horse, the same horse I've had since I was 9. He's getting old.
What's his name?
Tex.
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 He's a good horse.
How old's Tex?
He's probably 28.
28 years old?
28.
Wow.
Yeah. I had an Appaloosa named Strawberry. I had her since I was a little kid. She recently passed away. I got a...
Stop. I love that.
Yeah.
Strawberry.
She sat there when you passed away.
I know. Yeah, I mean, we kind of grew up together. I broke the horse.
Yeah.
And, like, he had never been ridden when my daddy brought him home. And just a huge part of my childhood.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I feel bad bringing that up now. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I know. I'm like, it's getting morbid. Okay,
quick. All right, quick. Nate, fix it. Okay. Nate will fix it again. Yellowstone. Let's talk about Yellowstone now. I know recently you said that you'd love to have a crack at it again if the phone call was there.
Yep.
Has the phone call come yet for season 5, or are we
still
waiting
to figure out what's going on?
Yeah.
I mean, it's. I've realized that the movie business is crazier than the music business.
Yeah. How did it feel stepping into that when you started filming? You know,
it was
terrifying. When Taylor gave you the call and what did it? Because
it was terrifying.
Outside of film,
it's massive.
You hadn't really done.
Yeah.
It was, but it was fun, and I realized I just like being creative. I mean, no matter what. Music and songwriting is my priority. It's what's given me these other opportunities. So I got to make sure that, you know, it stays my priority. But at the end of the day, I think you got to step outside of your comfort zone and do stuff that's scary. Yeah. Otherwise, what's the point?
Had you done any acting or anything before? Or?
Not really. I mean, it was just a little bit of my Hannah Montana. Yeah. You
know what I'm saying? I am still waiting for.
Acting a fool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go now. Jimmy and Ames Cornhole in One. Live from CMC Rocks, Queensland. Let's play Cornhole in One.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Country Cornhole in One. We're taking on Lainey Wilson. She reckons she's no good at it, but I reckon she's hustling us a little bit.
Trying to hustle us?
No, when this goes over the fence, you're going to be like, ooh.
Okay,
I'm
now
embarrassed for her.
Lainey, the rules are, as per normally, if it goes in the hole, 3 points. If it lands on the board, 1 point. If we're tied at the end, sudden death, first one to get it in. This is the official business now.
Right,
Lainey Wilson beat Jimmy Nath, Country Cornhole in One. Come on, Jim.
All right, here we go.
Do it for me here, big guy.
Oh, you lucky dog.
Okay, 1 point, 1 point. Now, Lainey, if you knock ours in, we get those points as well.
I know, so this is not fair, but yeah. I need to, here we go, here we go.
Okay, here we go. Lainey Wilson, first go.
Oh!
Yes!
Yes! I mean. Yes!
I knew she was a hustler. I knew it. I knew it.
I knew it. I get so lucky.
Oh, she, jeez. I knew it. It is 3-3.
But she knocked ours in as well. So.
Lainey Wilson, 3. Right, Jimmy and Nath, 3. Here we go. Country Cornhole in One. I'm on the board,
all right.
1 point. All right, Lainey, here we go. Oh, she's gone for a hole in one.
Yeah, that was good.
All right, so we're up by 1 point. Jimmy Nath, 4, Lainey Wilson, 3. It's on the board.
It's on the board.
All right, Lainey, how you feel? What's your mind saying to you at the moment?
I like to think that I'm not real competitive.
Yeah.
I can see it.
I'm not gonna lie.
You know how I can tell you're competitive? Because at the start she was talking, now she's like, oh, now I gotta
concentrate. Now I'm like, this is my time to shine.
You're like, the shoulders are coming back. Yeah. You're like,
now she doesn't want to talk to us, she just wants to win. All right, here we go, Lainey. Come on. Oh my god!
She's
a hustler!
She's hustling us!
She doesn't even sing! She's cornholes!
We found out what the secret is. It's cornhole.
If her
mic's cut out on stage ever, make her cornhole. Okay,
yeah,
score is 6, Lainey Wilson.
Yeah, 3 up.
Oh, no, 3, 4.
5 us.
Yeah, okay.
You're going to get this on to
5,
tie,
6.
On to tie. And this
Jesus.
To
so there has to on to tie it. So if I miss altogether, Lainey's won.
Correct. Just get it, like, go short and try and roll it in.
No more. Yeah, I'm making up rules as we go.
Yeah. It's our show. Oh.
Okay, so it's 6-6. If Lainey lands this on, she wins.
Yeah. All you gotta do is land it on.
Land it on.
But if she knocked you in,
yeah,
we would win.
We would win. Okay, so Lainey, you need to land it on but not get ours in. And you win.
Alright.
Oh!
She's won!
Ladies and gentlemen, Lainey Wilson! Yes!
Yes! Oh my god!
I get so lucky.
You hustled us.
Get in your
hand. Lainey Wilson, the cornhole queen. Well done, Lainey.